Caroline, you're very welcome to the show and thanks for joining Men in Business.
Hi, Amber. Thanks a million.
So I suppose before we start off talking about the programme, just tell me a small bit about yourself, Caroline, and your role at Intertrade Ireland.
Yes, Amber. So my name is Caroline Sweeney. I am one of the trade managers at Intertrade Ireland. I've been there for about 19 years now, and I've got responsibility for supply chain programmes and also public tendering programmes. And at Intertrade Ireland, we're the All-Ireland Economic Development Agency, and we connect and help businesses across the island to trade cross-border, to collaborate and attract investment. And we've been doing this now for over 25 years, and we help micro, small and medium-sized businesses all across the island in every county in Ireland and Northern Ireland.
Fantastic. Brilliant. And you mentioned there in terms of your own role in supply chain, and that's kind of what we're hoping to talk about this evening as well, because I know Intertrade Ireland has launched Supply Chain Plus. So you might tell us a small bit about the programme, Caroline, and what it aims to do.
Yes, Amber. So as we know, SMEs are continuing to feel the effects of economic shocks, and strengthening supply chain resilience across the island has never been more important. So the new programme, as you say, is called Supply Chain Plus, and it's an all-island support programme which has been specifically developed by Intertrade Ireland to help companies build supply chain resilience. It's a fully funded practical support for companies at different stages of development, with interventions tailored to individual business needs to support them in building capability, credibility and long-term resilience. And the programme, it's aimed at ambitious scaling businesses to help them build resilience and their supplier readiness, and also for advanced businesses to support them to overcome challenges of supplying multinationals by helping them better understand buyer expectations, procurement requirements and the operational standards that are increasingly needed to compete within large supply chains. So we are sort of focusing on those businesses where we can really tangibly help with supply chain challenges or opportunities. Typically, businesses operating within manufacturing or tradable services sectors, a business needs to be registered within Ireland or Northern Ireland, and given the level of investment in businesses participating in the programme, they need a trading history of around 36 months and a turnover of €400,000. So you'll gather from those criteria that the programme is really for established businesses, so those that have the capacity to supply into larger companies, whoever perhaps need assistance to identify current barriers or to build the credibility that's required. Also, just to say that the programme is delivered in partnership with Moat Business Consultants, so they're experienced supply chain specialists. And the support will help businesses identify gaps, strengthen internal processes and compete more effectively for new opportunities, helping to build more localised, resilient supply chain networks.
Brilliant. It's fantastic. It's a great idea. And I think, especially with the geopolitical situation that's playing a role at the moment, and we all know, I suppose, that supply chains are so vital for a business to be successful, you know, that they're working right, I suppose. I can imagine, Caroline, that it's more important than ever now to have resilient and trustworthy supply chains in operation for businesses.
Yes, absolutely, Amber. We're seeing that from previous experience that large companies on the island have got more expectations from their supply chain around their procurement requirements and operational standards that are increasingly needed to compete in these larger supply chains. So that's what the programme is all about. It's about helping companies understand those requirements and guiding them as to what it is that they need to have in place when engaging with large companies.
Yeah, absolutely. And Caroline, I know you can't go into every aspect of the programme, obviously, because I can imagine it's quite vast as well. But in terms of SMEs maybe that are, you know, taking part, or those established businesses that are taking part in the programme, what will it look like for them? Or kind of, can you give us maybe an overview of in what way it might operate?
Yes, so as you said, there's various elements of support in the programme, and it has been developed that it offers support to a business at various stages within their development. So I suppose to give you an example of practical terms of what it might mean for a business participating on the programme, it would involve potentially a consultant coming out to visit their premises looking at their current processes and systems. So perhaps doing like a, we're calling it as an as-is assessment or an audit of their current processes to support them then to map and understand their current supply chain risks and opportunities. Then when the consultant has an understanding of that, they will help them, the company, to develop an improvement plan. And through intensive one-to-one mentoring support, they're able to help them strengthen their supplier and customer readiness and develop a practical roadmap for future growth.
That's fantastic. And that's hugely important, isn't it, as well? Because that's what we want to see in businesses, I suppose, that growth and that long-term resilience as well, isn't it, Caroline?
Exactly. That's what Intertrade Ireland is all about. It's helping opening doors, opening up opportunities for businesses on the island, and to help them grow and potentially then move off the island when they've mastered that cross-border trade. And we have seen that there are, and we know that there are opportunities within various sectors across the island, which we will be targeting within this programme. So while we are doing the engagement with businesses and bringing them through the programme, we also will be going out and engaging with the large multinationals on the island and engaging with them to see what opportunities they have for businesses on the island. And then we will recruit the businesses to those opportunities. So it is very much opportunity driven and potentially have a real-time impact on the companies on the island.
Certainly, that's great to hear. And an aspect of it actually that jumped out at me, Caroline, as well, when I was just looking through the information that you sent my way, was the expert mentoring aspect of it as well, because I think you can never undervalue the benefits that mentoring brings to businesses as well, no matter really how long they've been in operation or their size. And there's always something that businesses can learn from each other as well. So that's a lovely aspect of it, where, again, I suppose, as we were talking about a moment ago, it will help build long-term resilience and help businesses continue to be successful as they look to the future.
Absolutely, Amber. And, you know, these experts, the most consultants are experts in their field around supply chain, around compliance, around cybersecurity. And they've all of that knowledge. They also have what we refer to as like a black book of contacts with the large multinational companies in particular sectors that we know have the opportunities on the island. But also as important, and we have learned from experience in previous programs, is that peer-to-peer learning on the in-person workshops. And in previous iterations of this program, we have seen where SME collaboration has actually produced a potential sales pipeline of up to 1 million euro. So the interaction between the companies on the program is equally as important.
Absolutely. That's fantastic to hear. It sounds like it's brilliant. I suppose if a business is listening maybe at the moment now, Caroline, they're thinking that they'd like to get involved and maybe avail of all the benefits that the Supply Chain Plus programme will bring, how can they do so, or what's the best way to, I suppose, get the ball rolling?
So yes, probably the best thing is to visit our website, so intertradeireland.com, and you will see the section Supply Chain Plus. And there's information online, but there's also a call to action button saying find out more. Or if they want, they can just contact the office directly and we will be more than happy. I'll be more than happy to speak to any business out there. And we're also more than happy to refer them on to Moat Consultant, who is our delivery partner on the programme, to have further discussions on how we can support them.
Brilliant. Just one more question before we finish up, Caroline. I know you talked us through it earlier, but just to remind people again, there is a little bit of criteria for the companies that can take part. So just remind us of what that is and who it's catered for.
There is, yes. So it's for more advanced companies, Amber. So they need to have a trading history of 36 months, a turnover level of just over 400,000 euro. And also they need to be based on the island, so either in Ireland or Northern Ireland. So they're the three most common criteria. There's more detail on the website as well.
That's brilliant. Well, Caroline, it's been lovely to talk to you, and thanks so much for taking the time to join me on the show this evening.
Thank you so much, Amber.